This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Leaders of the Group of Seven industrial nations have agreed on an infrastructure plan for developing nations to challenge China's global initiatives. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
President Biden's campaign to unify the world's democratic leaders to compete economically with China reached a turning point at the summit. Biden held talks with France's Emmanuel Macron, who was happy to have a cooperative ally after 4 years of a Trump presidency, which had strained Franco-US relations.
I think it's great to have a US president part of the club and very willing to cooperate.
Biden also met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who downplayed differences on China and a pipeline that would transport natural gas from Russia to Germany, bypassing Ukraine. Nevertheless, Biden articulated his support for the EU to handle its economic issues.
The European Union is an incredibly strong and vibrant entity.
Karen Chamas, London.
At least 13 people were killed and several wounded in two separate artillery attacks on the northern Syrian town of Afrin on Saturday. The first attack struck a residential area, while the second hit a hospital shortly afterwards, according to civil defense sources. Video footage on social media showed casualties amid the ruins of the Al-Shifa hospital. Ankara has condemned the missile attack it said was launched by the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia, though the Syrian Democratic Forces, a U.S.-backed militia force spearheaded by the YPG, said it is not responsible. The Turkish Defense Ministry, which has a large military presence in the Syrian area, also put the death toll at 13 and said 27 were injured.